The United States Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments in a divisive Texas abortion case today that could have future implications in other states hoping to pass sweeping laws that restrict abortion, including here in Arizona. Arizona lawmakers passed a law banning abortion in the case of genetic abnormalities that is currently pending a federal appeal. But however SCOTUS rules in the Texas lawsuit could mean more legislative changes, which will only further the debate over one of the most heated topics both here and around the country. Joining us now to discuss the Texas case before SCOTUS and what could happen in other states depending on the ruling is Amelia Thompson-DeVoe, a senior writer with 538. Good morning, Amelia.
Good morning.
So let's start by just explaining the basics of this Texas case and how unprecedented it is that it's gotten this far. What are you hearing today?
Yeah, so the Texas case is noteworthy not because the abortion ban that Texas passed when in a pregnancy it bans abortion is new. It bans abortion around 6 weeks into a pregnancy, and a lot of other states have done that. But what Texas did was it structured the law in a way that makes it very, very difficult to challenge in federal court. So instead of having state actors enforce the law, which is what happens in pretty much every other circumstance, it deputizes the enforcement to private citizens. And that's a really novel configuration that has created a lot of questions and actually allowed the law to go into effect, even though it very clearly violates Roe versus Wade.
So you have a piece up today on 538 called, you know, Why the Supreme Court Might Overturn Texas's Abortion Law, which might seem surprising given the makeup of the Supreme Court right now. You say it has nothing to do with Roe v. Wade. Explain this for us.
Yeah, so it's about the structure of the law. And basically the concern is, you know, this isn't specifically about abortion, but that the state has created this workaround where in order to get this law challenged in federal court, it has to go all the way up through the state courts. Someone has to actually violate the law, then they get sued, then they go to the trial court, and they would have to go all the way up through the legal system before a federal court could get involved. And that whole time, a constitutional right is being violated. And so the federal government is saying basically, you know, this is really alarming to us because this could happen in all kinds of other constitutional arenas. It could happen in the case of gun rights. It could happen in the case of freedom of speech. Other states could take this and really run with it.
There's also a Mississippi abortion case that is set to go before the Supreme Court. How does this play in? It's different than the Texas case, more traditional in some ways.
Yeah, it's a much more straightforward challenge to Roe versus Wade. A law that's at issue in Mississippi is a 15-week abortion ban, so that's still well before viability. And the precedents on abortion basically say that states can't ban abortion before viability, which is around 23 weeks. So it's still a challenge to Roe, but it doesn't have this complicated workaround, and that law is not in effect for that reason. It's a much cleaner case if the justices want to rethink Roe than this one.
So in the last minute or so we have here, Amelia, I want to just put this into national context. As we mentioned in the intro, there have been more challenges to abortion restrictions, at least here in Arizona, in terms of this genetic abnormality case. And that's pending appeal. But how does this sort of play into the broader discussion that we're seeing, not just here in Arizona, not just in Texas, not just in Mississippi, when it comes to these challenges to Roe v. Wade right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of other states have been looking at what happened in Texas and saying, wow, you know, they figured out a way to actually allow one of these bans to go into effect, which was a big deal. I mean, Texas has effectively had an abortion ban for the past 2 months. It's very hard to get an abortion in the state right now. So if the Supreme Court allows this workaround to go forward, I think we can expect to see a lot more states adopting that similar path.
All right. Amelia Thompson-DeVoe, senior writer with 538, joining us. Amelia, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.